Hello and welcome to the Bible for Worship on this Palm and Passion Sunday at St. Paul Lutheran Church, when our processional gospel reading is written in the gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Now when they approached to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, toward the Mount of Olives, Jesus dispatched two of his committed students and said to them, "Go from here into the village right in front of you. At once, proceed into it. You will find a colt bound on which not one person has yet sat. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'What is this you're doing?' say, 'Its owner has need,' and at once he's going to dispatch it here again." And they went away and found a colt bound by the gate outside on the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there were saying to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They spoke to them exactly as Jesus had said, and they permitted them. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their own garments on it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their own garments in the roadway, but others cut rushes from the fields, and those leading ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed the one who comes in the Lord's name! Blessed the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest!" And they entered into Jerusalem, into the sacred space, and he glared around at everything. It being already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Much like the Christmas story, this story also is an extremely familiar one from the Gospels. Even those who don't particularly attend church have seen it in film or have noticed the public processions on Palm Sunday in towns and cities across the country and around the world. This triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, often staged as the beginning of a victory or the celebration of a victory, with an invitation for all to join in. And yet, in the details, Mark tells us another story. There's the notation at the beginning of the story that this happened when Jesus came to the Mount of Olives. And we're reminded that in the prophet Zechariah, chapter 14, 4, it is God who comes in that day and whose foot stands on the Mount of Olives. And then in verse 3, the statement that the Lord needs the colt. Nowhere else in the gospel is Jesus referred to as the Lord. That title is reserved for God. And then the fact that this procession isn't even into Jerusalem. Notice in verse 8 that there are those who go into the fields and cut leafy branches to put on the roadway before him. Well, there are no leafy branched fields in Jerusalem. This would be outside Jerusalem somewhere. And very clearly in verse 11 at the end of the passage, then he entered the holy city, Jerusalem. It's not something that happens as this story is told, but rather after all of this hullabaloo, then he entered the city. The quote on the lips of those who hailed Jesus, "Blessed one who comes in the name of the Lord," again, who comes in God's name. And even the added praise, "Blessed the coming kingdom of our father David." All in all, Mark does not show us the arrival of the Messiah, but rather the arrival of God, who comes not into Jerusalem, not at least in this procession. And it is not that David's kingdom has now come, but rather it is yet to come. Why would this all be true? Why is it that Mark is seemingly so careful to make it clear that this is God, not the Messiah, that the procession is not into Jerusalem, that David's kingdom is not now here, but yet to come? The answer to that probably lies in the next to last verse of Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 7, where, after Jesus is raised from the dead, the angel says to the women, "Go and tell those with you that he goes before you to Galilee and will meet you there as he said." Mark's community is in Galilee because the city of Jerusalem in their day has already just been destroyed. And they have scattered to Galilee. Jerusalem is gone. It cannot be the center of David's kingdom when it has been destroyed. But Mark reassures that community that although they do not yet have their Messiah, and this is not yet David's kingdom, and he cannot make Jerusalem come back, nevertheless, God's presence has arrived in Jesus. And that presence cannot be defeated even by a crucifixion. God's presence in the risen Jesus is able to lead the community in a new place, apart from the temple and the city. God's presence in the risen Jesus is able to provide the comfort of presence and the continuing hope for fulfilling the kingdom of our father David. For us, it raises the question, has the familiar church or liturgy or life or plan been turned upside down for us, stolen from us, gone, unable to be recovered? Is there indeed not the expected triumph to celebrate? Mark would say, "Don't worry, the kingdom of God has come near. God meets you where you are. Your future is still in God's plans and in God's hands." That's Mark's story on this day, as God's presence has an entry into our lives where we are. God bless.